world. Join hands, start a love train. Love train, you want the world. Join hands, get on the fight down the hell train. You want the world. Join hands, start a love train. Love train, you want the world. Join hands, get on the fight.
Fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends, around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great photos and videos and stories that I post. Really good stuff up there. And it is the second Sunday of April, and the second Sunday always means Healing Sunday here on Animal World. So it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World, which means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, Sister Linda Rasmussen is here, and both of them do this neuroenergetic balancing work, the best therapy. And Dr. Nels works mostly on animals and some humans. Linda works on us human animals. And, of course, they're available to do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends for the rest of the show. Phone lines are open. We are going to a caller here very shortly. But if you would like to get a treatment for you or your animal friends, you want to get online right away so we can work you into the hour, because we still have current events and some stuff to chat about. Anyway, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. 5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. All right, you say we're going to Federal Way?
Yes, we are.
And Kim. So welcome to Animal World. Kim, you're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
I'm well. Well, I'm getting over a cold, but I'm getting over it. So I'm good. It's positive.
All right. So how can we help you today?
So I have, I was talking with Natasha a few weeks ago, Venter.
Yes.
And she suggested that I call in and talk to Dr. Nels, because I called her about my kitty.
Okay. And what's your kitty's name?
And her name is Aster.
Aster?
Aster, yep, like the flower.
Like the flower, okay. Aster, and what color kitty is she?
She is a, what they call a dilute calico.
So that's the gray and orange and white?
Yep, gray and orange or peach and white, yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So a dilute calico. How old is Aster?
Let's see, I think she's about 6 or 7, maybe going to be 7 this year.
Okay.
I found her as a... So
and what's going on with her that she needs help with?
So she, about 3 weeks ago, she was playing. She's partially blind. Or she's vision impaired. Let me be kind there. And she was playing, and she hit her head really hard on the side of a leg of one of my furniture.
Oh, that's okay.
And I have it all padded, but still she hit it pretty hard. And for about a week there, she wasn't eating. And I know she has a tooth problem. We have set to get it removed later this month. And she's getting back to normal. She's kind of almost back to normal. She won't eat any dry food. But nevertheless, I thought, you know, I know that really, it took her a long time to kind of get back. And so I just thought, you know, it might be good to have Dr. Nels just take a look at her and work on her a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And it looks like, Dr. Nels, you've tuned in to Aster, and it looks like you've got a connection.
I do.
And you're already working on her. So what are you picking up so far?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I kind of, in this case, I'm really sort of seeing there is a black hole in her field around part of her head. And I don't know if it's related to probably to the vision as well as the knock on the noggin. So I did find some energy connections needed to be made in her upper neck on the right so far, and got those connected. See if there's more here.
You know, yeah, I would imagine that this kind of work would be really helpful for her. I'm so glad you called in, Kim, because I think this is with what's going on with Aster, and then that experience of, you know, running her head into the wall.
She runs her head into the wall a lot. I have padding everywhere, but this one it clearly knocked her out. And I mean, she's never had one that just made her not want to eat, you know?
She definitely, she threw herself way off kilter with that. So we're getting some of that back. And this, again, we'll see how we can do here. I think you probably will notice some benefit. And then if you feel like you might want a little more, just get a hold of me through the website at healingministryforanimals.com, and we'll be happy to talk to you about if she needs some more to really get on board. And when I work with people, a lot of people, I don't mention this as much on the radio, but when I work with people individually, usually we get on a Zoom call and I guide you to touch the places I would be touching if I was there. And that has a little extra input through the sensory nerve system. And that's very beneficial as well.
Wonderful. So Kim, you want to be in touch with Dr. Nels after, you know, the show this week.
Yeah.
To chat with him. And in most cases, it's helpful for us to have Linda do a session with you too. Kim, are you open to that?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Linda, you're ready, it looks like. So Kim is all yours. Are we not here? Are we muted? Is Linda muted?
I think Linda's muted.
I'm sorry, I had muted myself. I'm sorry, my cat was, he's doing a little bit of coughing, but
tell him that's
so
okay.
Hello, Kim.
Hi.
I'm going to invite you just to think about a beautiful blue sky. Just bringing that into your mind. Okay, so I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on, I believe I am safe. So you're just going to keep thinking, I believe I am safe. And as much as possible, bring that kind of vibration of safe into your experience in your body. I believe I am safe.
I believe I am safe.
And then we're going to set that aside and focus on the feeling of reliable. And the number two. So you're just thinking reliable two. And doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out. Just taking a very gentle, long inhale. And then a very long, gentle exhale. And just keep that breath going in and out very slowly and deeply, reliable too. Your eyes are closed, just looking straight ahead. So just closing your eyes and directing them in front of you.
All right, Kim, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead, doing slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking reliable two. reliable. Two. Reliable. Two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Kim. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking at the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing your shoulders, and then bringing I believe I am safe back into your mind. And that is complete. Good job. And I'm going to find an affirmation. And the affirmation that will be most helpful right now is I embrace the feeling of reliable. And you'll want to think that, say that as often as possible, today, tomorrow, the next day, keeping that going as long as you can. And this is something to use this feeling of reliable in every possible way. So if you find yourself getting irritated or something doesn't seem to be what you'd like it to be, just turn attention toward your own physical presence and think, you know, I embrace the feeling of reliable.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. So let's see how Aster does this week. If this treatment, you know, makes a difference. Dr. Nails, it sounded like you thought it might be necessary for more than one treatment with her.
And
it sounds like she runs into the wall and stuff a lot.
Yeah, and actually that brings to mind that, you know, as part of a program I do with people, they also get the access to the do-it-yourself part, which is, you know, how to help reset your own animal. So that in a case like this, which this is not the first time I've run into this, by the way, that it's a great thing to have that at your disposal. You can do it anytime, and it's very useful.
Yeah, and it might be really good for Kim to be able to treat Aster herself. And did you say this is not the first time you've run into this before? What were you referring to? The blind,
animals that like don't see, especially out of one eye, and they run into things. And so then they're, you know, they need a little attention more than the average.
Gotcha. All right. So the other thing you could do, Kim, would be to call in next Sunday because Natasha will be back. She's here on the third Sunday. So we could have her look at Aster's energy again and see what's shifted since Dr. Nails was able to work on her.
Yeah, I might do that. That would probably be helpful as well.
Yeah, all righty.
So, all right, thank you.
Keep
so
up
much.
Your affirmation and check in with us next week and let us know how she's doing, okay?
All right, thank you all.
You're
thank
welcome.
You
so God bless.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, we still have open phone lines. We do have a caller.
One caller on the line, but we still have time. If another person wants to get into the queue, we can take your call as well.
425-373-5527. And what's your pleasure, Nathan? Should we take care of advertisers or shall we go to our phone call first?
Let's do that so we can take our next caller uninterrupted.
All right, so we will take care of advertisers and then we're coming to you, caller, so hold on to your line. We'll be with you shortly. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world. And there's a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Linda Rasmussen, and you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And I'm going to give you her phone number again. And Linda, you continue to offer a free introductory session
to
anybody that hasn't worked with you in person before. So it doesn't matter if people called in on the radio, right? That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't matter.
And what, they just need to call or text you your phone number and say, hey, I want a free session?
Yep.
Pretty simple, folks. Get right, write this down. Linda's number, 206-841-1992. Not now. She's on the radio, but you can you could text her. You can or call her after the show, 206-841-1992. And Linda works out of the Intraspace facility. That's in the old Rainier Brewery. So you can actually go to her office and work with her in person. Or she can work with you remotely. Energetic, in your medicine type stuff. There's no issue with distance. So it's like interspecies telepathic communication or Reiki, other energetic modalities. There's no issue with distance. So either any way you like, but 206-841-1992 if you'd like a free introductory session. And, of course, I'd like you taking my number with you wherever you go and telling anybody you know that has problems with their dog friends, needs help solving problems quickly, or needs someone to come in and sort out the mess and teach you how to live with your dog. I'm really good at that. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so please take my number and give it to everyone you know that's got problems with dogs. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. I think we are all caught up here. So, Nathan, where are we going and who are we talking to?
We have Sue and Bothell that's on the phone line here with her cats Zoe and Jody Joy. Welcome to the show, Sue. You're live with Martha and the Rasmussens.
Hey, Sue. Oh.
Oops, I still need to click one button here. One moment. All right, now we got Sue on the air. Welcome, Sue.
Hey, we found you, Sue. There you are.
I'm glad.
Hi. So you're calling in about Zoe and Jody Joy, your kitty friends, huh?
Yeah, they need a tune-up, and I need some help with the chronic neck pain.
Okay, so we got Sue, the human animal, has got some chronic neck pain, and then what's going on with Jody Joy and Zoe?
Well, yesterday was the celebration of life for my stepson.
Oh, that's a big thing.
Yeah. And so they were put back in the bedroom, so if company came in, they would be okay. And And so they were there a long time, and they didn't like it very much. And so, I mean, I think they're doing okay, but a couple weeks ago, Zoe pooped on the back of my couch. Oh. And so I'm not sure what's...
Well,
stress or what?
Now, just before Dr. Nels is already tuning into the kitties and working on them. But remember, I teach a lot about the, you know, human to animal transference stuff, you know, that our animals pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff. Well, some things that cats do, I've been able to directly correlate with human emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if we've got inappropriate urination, in other words, cats are peeing all over the place, well, the connection to the humans is often human anger. So sometimes in order to resolve an inappropriate urination problem, we have to work with the human and their anger and working that out. Well, inappropriate bowel movements is a completely different energy. And guess what it relates to? Grief, sadness, disappointment, and often abandonment stuff. So knowing what's going on and you're doing a celebration of life for, you know, a family member who's passed, I would imagine that there's some grief stuff going on for you, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but usually when we have it come out in the form of an animal behavior, like pooping on the couch, that would mean that some of that grief energy is stuck, you know, and it's not, you're not moving through. So that would be Linda's department.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that she can probably really help you with that. So, Dr. Nels, anything you need to tell us about the kitties right now before we concentrate on Sue?
Well, Jody Joy jumped up and said, me first. So we took care of that. And now I'm moving on to Zoe while Linda and Sue have their talk.
All right. So, Sue, are you ready for Linda?
Yeah.
All right, Linda, Sue is all yours.
Okay, well, hello, Sue, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
So I'm going to invite you to think about a person who's been on your mind a lot lately. And then I'm going to have you set that person outside your thoughts and focus on the word judgment. And we're going to replace the word judgment with the feeling of tranquility. So now you're thinking tranquility. And the number two. And your eyes are closed and looking down and to the right. So just rolling your closed eyes downward and turning them to the right. And doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think tranquility too.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking down to the right. You're doing slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking tranquility too. Tranquility too. Tranquility too.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue. And with your eyes open, you're just going to tip your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. Ah, relaxing your shoulders, and then bringing the person you were thinking of back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
And the affirmation is the word tranquility. So as often as possible, just thinking the word tranquility. And as you're thinking that, bringing attention back to your own body and just opening to the feeling of tranquility. And doing that as often as you can. And if there's any image that comes to mind that makes sense with the feeling of tranquility, bring that in too.
Okay.
All right. Now, Dr. Nails, anything to report on Zoe or Jody Joy?
Well, they both needed a reset. And let's see, it was Jody Joy I worked with first. She also needed the vibration of truthful put back into her field. I don't know exactly why. You know, we might come up with a conjecture of some sort on that, but basically it was just that was the energy that was needed. So we right. got her sorted with that as well as a reset for both of them.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you guys so very much.
All right, Sue, we're all so sorry for your loss. And, you know, if check in with us next week, if Natasha can be of help and all of okay. that sort of stuff, okay?
All right, thank Alrighty. You.
Uh-huh, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty.
We are clear on our phone lines.
All right, so we still have time. We could sneak in a phone call or two if you so. If you want to get a free remote treatment, pick up your phone now, 425-373-5527. All righty. Now, I've still got to follow up with Nathan because, you know, we aren't a sports show here.
I don't think we need to follow up on this.
Well, except, you know, the only reason we're doing this is because Nathan's part of our family and he loves baseball. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we follow golf for Stacy and women's basketball. And we do the Mariners for Nathan. And then any of our other sport teams that are winning, then we might get on board. But
So we don't have to get on board
but
with the Mariners.
But
right
I
now.
Try to pay attention for them, except Nathan. It hadn't been very I've been trying to pay attention, but it's been like no fun. So what's up? Are we just not warmed up yet or what's
just,
going on?
I don't know. Something's going on with the Seattle Mariners and their hitting. I mean, it seems like every year we always have this huge problem with strikeouts, and I guess a lot of our players just seem to be wanting to swing for the fences. I can tell when they're hitting each ball that, you know, they're giving it really hard swings and trying to hit a home run. And a lot of the stats they're tracking these days is starting to encourage home runs, like tracking, you know, launch angle and exit velocity on each hit, which means how hard the ball leaves the bat.
Wow.
So it's just like everybody always wants to try to hit a home
the
run.
The technology may be messing up the detail.
It seems like they're less interested in small ball these days. And whenever the Mariners are winning, I can see them doing more small ball, but I don't know, it's just
so maybe
seems
they're trying
to be engraved in their heads or their mentality when they're at the plate. Okay, we got one or two on. I got to hit a home run and score three instead of a small ball and maybe score one. And
gotcha.
Yeah.
So trying too hard sounds like. Now, Dr. Nails,
like
we
it.
Know Dr. Nails, that you can be a football guy. Do you care about baseball?
I used to love baseball. I listened all the time. And then they had a baseball strike decades ago, and it put me off, and I never quite got back on the train.
Oh, okay.
And there's another thing I want to mention, too, about the Mariners and looking at the standings. This is what really hurts is the Mariners, they're listed on the standings as below the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Athletics.
Oh,
and
that's pretty bad.
That is something that is a team you do not want to be trailing behind. I mean, our win-loss record, we're tied, but seeing as we're listed below them makes me think that the Athletics are scoring more runs than the Mariners.
Okay, so there's just no good news about the Mariners right now.
No,
so,
not
although,
really.
I have to say,
they're in town right now. I mean, you can go say hi.
One good thing I would say, for some reason, I kind of like their uniforms. the colors of their uniforms this year and what the way they look.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That I just kind of like it.
Yeah, they always have multiple uniforms to wear since they play every day. You know, you got
at least the ones that I've been seeing. And it's a little different. But anyway, that was kind of enough. That's all I can. And the only other thing I can say that's good about the Mariners is my dear Gary Hill.
Because
Gary still does that. And so we can't trash him completely because Gary's part of the Mariners.
And what's pretty neat, too, is now our sister station, 880 KIXI, is broadcasting the Tacoma Rainiers games, which is the immediate team below the Seattle Mariners. So the AAA minor league team affiliation. Affiliation, yeah. So.
All right.
Lots of local stuff in our stations with the Mariners and other teams involved.
All right, one other thing I want to check on this time of year and follow up with, of course, would be the hummingbirds. And I don't have a clue what's going on with them. Out in my neighborhood, they're just confused. So I wanted to talk with Linda. Linda, okay. Have you got any hummers at your house right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because I would be happening at this time. We would have the Annas, hummingbirds, and then the roofies have come in. And so there'd be both birds around, and it'd be pretty soon here that they'd start going off to nest and make babies and would disappear for a while and then come back later with their babies. But my Annas hummingbirds got really confused in February because, you know, we had that week or 10 days of really warm weather.
Yeah.
And I think they thought, oh, it's time to make babies. And so my Annas all disappeared. But then it got cold again. And when I asked Natasha about it last month, she said they got really confused and they don't know what they're doing now. So they're sort of still gone. But now the roofies are still there. And I think I have an Anna Rufus hybrid. Huh. You know, and I have been researching, they do occasionally breed together, but I got one male that looks like both, you know, has coloring of both a Rufus and came in with the Rufus, Rufus females, as I've got anyway. And I haven't, but I did record an Anna hummingbird, I think day before yesterday. So I don't know what's going on with them, but we'll just have to follow up. But it sounds like yours are doing more normal.
Yeah,
and mine got
but
confused.
It sounds like your place is colder than mine, too.
Right, I mean, right.
We don't get into even the low 40s much anymore at my house. So
yeah, and I was in the low 30s this morning. So it's still so anyway, I don't know what's going on with the hummers. Now, what did you say, Nathan? Did somebody sneak in on the phones?
We do have somebody that just called in and is waiting on the phone line.
Well, we better. Do we need to take care of advertisers before we do the phone call?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. We still got to do current events, but there's nothing new. So if we had to skip it, it wouldn't be the end of the world. Let's take care of advertisers so we don't have to sweat that. And we'll go to a phone call right afterwards. All right. Everybody, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. Phone call is next on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Heyo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And did you hear Natasha's new ad? Because we switched it up because she changed her website address and all of that and went from angelic clarifications to intuitive clarifications. So next week is the third Sunday of the month, and that's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and basic intuitive stuff and personal awareness coaching. So Natasha will be with us next week, so you can call in to get some help from her. And of course, she does her podcasts at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays, and her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter AI. Natasha Venter IC, Intuitive Clarifications. Natasha Venter IC, the letter I and C, and that will get you to her YouTube channel and the podcasts. And she, of course, is available for private readings, and you can call her to make an appointment, and her number is 360-770-7436. Anyway, and Intuitive Clarifications. .com. We have, I think, our last caller for the day. Where are we going and who are we talking with?
Very likely our last caller, and it will be a first-time caller, so the last shall be first, or whatever you want to say it. And Susan in SeaTac is calling us, unfortunately, about a dog that passed away a few months ago. So let's go ahead and welcome Susan to the show, and you're now live with Martha, Nels, and Linda.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to Animal World.
Thank you. Hello. Hello. Hi. Martha. Hello, Dr. Nels and Linda.
Hey. What can we help you with, Susan?
So I had a very precious rescue dog, Ozzy. He passed on November 30th, rather suddenly, unexpectedly. He'd been to see his very holistic vet about 6 weeks before, and we didn't detect anything. But evidently he had some growth on his gallbladder, and he left this earth very peacefully in my lap, which was a blessing.
Yeah, and bless your heart for being with him and stewarding him out of his body.
He made it so easy for me, Martha. It's never easy.
No,
as many animals as I've had.
But they give us such incredible unconditional love. It's the best gift that we can give them. It's only the physical body that dies. So it's the best gift we can give to our beloved animal friends is to be with them, you know, when the angels lift them out. So
truly, the gift was for me. So I just would love to ask Dr. Nels if there's any unfinished business with Ozzy or any message that he might have for me.
Well, it's interesting to see if Dr. Nels can tune into something along that. It's a little unusual for what we do.
Is it?
Right. Right. Well, it is for me in that, you know, I tune into the energy, you might say, what's under the hood, but that doesn't mean I don't have some other connections I can make. So let's see here.
Now, what did Ozzy look like? What kind of dog was he?
So we affectionately called him the Chow Pom Poosh. He looked like a mini schnauzer with very long legs, but he actually was Chihuahua, Pomeranian, Poodle, and Shih Tzu.
Right, right. I got it. Nathan had a little heart failure there on the description, but I knew you were saying it was for Shih Tzu. But
my stray was a little bit of white, very fluffy, absolutely adorable, and big personality, very social, very loving.
So I thought maybe Dr. Nils might be able to tune in and see if he gets a connection with him.
Well, it's not much of a message because Ozzy, the message I'm getting is Ozzy is very peaceful in this situation. Okay. Mm. And the message I'm really getting from Ozzy is that you could use some help and that we should have Linda and you work together.
That, you know, that I've been getting the same darn thing that Sue's the one that we need to work with.
Well, that's probably true.
All right. Yeah. So I'm going to turn you over to Linda in a moment, Sue, so she can do a session with you. Sounds like, you know, that for Nell's picking up, I think was very accurate because I was already getting that. So it makes sense to me, but I also want to put the bug in your ear. Next week is talk with your humans or animal loved ones on this side or the other. Okay.
Okay.
So Natasha Venter will be here and she talks to dead people and dead animals. Okay.
Okay.
Now I do too, but not as good as she does. And we all kind of do. But anyway, that's what we do next week. Okay. So this, we're going to, Linda will focus on you to give you a tune up and a balancing. And then I want you to also remember that Linda's available for a free session off the air because working with her on the air doesn't count. So we'll talk about that before we let you go in case we need to follow with you. But then next week you can call in and we'll talk to Ozzy. Okay. How's that sound?
I would love that.
All right, excellent.
I actually have a connection with Linda, but I would welcome, for whatever she wants to, wants to send my way today.
Okay, so Linda, Susan is all yours.
Yes. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, you brave soul! You called in. So I'm going to invite you to think about Ozzy and to think about Ozzy in whatever way is coming to you right now and just allowing whatever feelings are present, just to be present.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to then focus on the feeling of loneliness. And we're going to replace loneliness with the feeling of shame, which is also going to be temporary. Well, that's so interesting. We made it back to loneliness. So we're going to shift back to loneliness again. Okay. And we're going to stop there to do some treating. And when we have a word like this and we're treating, it just means we really want to deeply process and release whatever can be handled in this moment. So we're just thinking loneliness and the number 2. Your eyes are closed and looking to the right. And you're going to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. So you think loneliness too.
Susan, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the right. You're exhaling all your air out and holding the air out until you need to take another breath in and then release it and hold it out. And you can do that as many times as you comfortably need to. And thinking loneliness, too. Loneliness, too. Loneliness.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Sue. And with your eyes open, you're just going to tip your head forward and look toward the earth. And then let your head rise, relaxing your neck and shoulders and bringing Ozzy back into your thoughts. And that is complete. So let me find the affirmation. And I embrace the feeling of love is the affirmation.
Ah.
So whenever you're thinking of Ozzy, I know you love Ozzy, and that will be your energy. Just bringing that energy of love that Ozzy brought into your life.
So I embrace the feeling of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and just bringing that awareness to the body.
Okay.
You doing right. Okay, Susan?
Yes. Thank you, Linda.
Okay. You're welcome.
And I just know that when I tuned in, when you were, Linda was having you think about Ozzy, I just tuned into that energy and thinking of him. And I think, once again, I agree with Nels, I just get a really peaceful feeling. And I think he's fine and
good.
Very peaceful. But we'll confirm all of that with Natasha next week.
Thank you so much.
But I think this is more about you and helping you. So anything else, Nels or Linda, that you want to give to Susan before we finish with her?
I think we're good on my side of things.
All right.
We are complete.
Susan, anything else you need to know from us before we let you go?
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. And mark your calendar. Call us next week,
yeah.
And we'll have Natasha check in with Ozzy.
Thank you. We'll do that.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World. And
oh, my pleasure.
Don't
All
be a stranger.
Bye-bye.
Call again.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
God
you.
Bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. And I would say good last call here. How about we've got time, I think, to sneak in a quick current events. Let's see, what do we got on current events? We got some stuff going on at the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett. They're at the McCollum Park. And let's see, there is a great class here, Earth Expressions, Sustaining Stewardship Through Sustaining the Steward, a healing arts and dance fundraiser. And that's April 20th. From 5 to 8 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. And April 20th is also apparently Earth Day, so there's an Earth Day planting that day. They need volunteers to help plant trees next to the salmon stream Quilceta Creek on 128th Street Northeast in Tulalip. They'll be doing that from 9 to noon on Saturday, April 20th, and then you could go to the Healing Arts and Dance fundraiser at the Stream Center that evening from 5 to 8. And let's see, then April 17th, there's the Watershed Education Experience Stream and Wetland Ecology Basic Training. Wednesday, April 17th, 10 a.m. to 4:30 at the Northwest Stream Center. Let's see, so what else have we got here? Annual Tuxes and Tales event coming up May 18th. Tickets are on sale. It will be at the Fremont Studios this year. And then we've got on the calendar now for Meow Cat Rescue, their big annual fundraiser. It's the 2024 Fine Wines and Felines. It's an in-person dinner, silent auction, and live auction. It will be at Mobius Hall on the Cascadia College campus. That's in Bothell. So I think that's much more convenient and much easier access than at the UW where it's been before. So I think it'll probably be better attended there. So that's great. All righty. So that's about it on the current events list. You can get more details about everything if you go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and click on current events. And then next week, third Sunday, so that means Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching and psychic readings with Natasha. And I hope you will tune in next week for that.
And I just wanted to jump in, Nathan, and say that for current events, we did have a caller call in and asking about some upcoming dog shows. So it looks like the next ones we got coming up are the Yakima Valley Kennel Club Dog Show, April 26th to 28th. And in Linden, Washington, there's a May 17th to 20th Northwest Albrecht Dog Show. And yeah, it looks like that's what Stacy was able to pull up for us.
Yeah, I think the Seattle Kennel Club was over and done with. That's the... Oh, I can't. Can you turn?
So the Yakima Valley Kennel Club Dog Show is April 26th to 28th, and Linden is.
Stacey's
she's on.
The Seattle one was in January.
Because the biggest show in this area at this time of year is earlier, and that's the big Seattle Kennel Club, but that's over and done with.
Yes, correct.
So there isn't anything really big going on in our local area,
no.
I think, here until probably summer.
But still within the state of Washington.
Yeah,
that,
you get
coming
your
up.
Circuits in eastern Washington and stuff.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Stacy, and all of that. Now we get to, and I was, you know, been thinking when I'm here in the studio looking out the window, this is the first time that I can remember in forever that perfectly spectacular blue skies, and I can see the mountains. And snow. I mean, it's like absolutely gorgeous. Oh, and oh, he's bringing up that picture. So you guys, you can't really see the mountains in that picture. But I can see all of Seattle and the skyline and the Space Needle and the Olympics and snow. It's absolutely spectacular. So now that we're wrapping up Animal World, it means you guys can go outside and take advantage of the sun and all of that. So I hope you will all have a wonderful afternoon and... take advantage of the sunshine, and I think we're going to be good. I think the rest of the week, maybe a little bit of stuff tomorrow, but not much. But it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we never talked about the weather today on the show, but just a little bit of a slight chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday. But apart from that, we got mostly clear to sunny skies, and highs will be looks like getting into the 60s by later on in the week.
Yeah, and I looked last night on the news, they said it might get to 70 on Friday.
Very
close.
So
we might catch up with Nels in Idaho because he's already got the 70s going on.
We've got the winter over butterflies are showing up now, so it's great.
Well, now you're going to have to keep us posted on, who is it, Elijah and Emma. The Canadian honkers that are now residing in Dr. Nels' pond. So you're going to have to update us on them. And all right, so everybody, thank you so much. Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com, 206-841-1992. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone thing, too. All righty, and you can get a free session from Linda if you call or text her. Stacy, thank you so much. Nathan, thank you so much. And I don't know if we'll be back in the studio next week or not, but we'll be here one way or the other. We'll either be here in person, all of us, maybe it'll be another beautiful sunny day, it's looking like it could be, or we'll be Zooming in. So you'll just have to tune in to see what's up, but be sure you call in if you'd like a reading with Natasha for sure, and any behavior training or healing questions is what we'll be all about. So... I think we've done what we need to do, and I appreciate all of you. Have a wonderful day, and take good care of yourselves. And You're okay, Nathan, if we close now? All righty. So we are good. Enjoy the sunshine, everybody. And remember, you still got to watch your cars in the heat now that the sun's out with your dog friends. So make sure you're paying attention to that. All righty, everybody. Enjoy the sunshine. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week. Oh,